Some 1,500 public schools across California are scrambling to recount their low-income student populations. The state education department says it needs more accurate data. So, annoyed or not, schools are complying to get the money attached to the count, as the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis tells us.
Schools that count their low-income students every 4 years are now being asked for a head count every year. That's resulted in a lot of consternation among school district officials in L.A. and Fresno, who say they were promised a certain amount of education dollars based on the data they already have. But Carrick Ashley, with the State Department of Education, says in order to provide schools with the right level of funding, the state needs more accurate data.
School districts are going to get up to $3,000 to $5,000 more because of these counts. And so it's well worth their time to go back and identify who these kids of low income are.
The easiest way for schools to count low-income kids is to get them to qualify for the federal school lunch program. So now districts are pulling out all the stops to make sure the neediest families sign up for lunches at little or no cost. Some districts are offering incentives for students to sign up, like ice cream parties and discounts on internet service. Others are recruiting immigrant parents, like Elizabeth Deborah, to knock on doors to spread the word.
Para mí es algo muy emocionante porque yo sé que hay mucha.
She says she's very excited for this opportunity because these children and her children want to get ahead and do better in school, but she says it's impossible without the extra funding. Deborah is a mother of two in the Oakland Unified School District. Her district stands to get an additional $2,000 per student once the funding formula is fully implemented. State education officials are giving schools until early next year to submit their new counts. For the California Report, I'm Yana Tintakalis.